piece of sailcloth had been erected to form a small shelter in the ditch. Vizca Longtooth and Magga sat beneath it, blinking in the smoke of a little fire, which had been lit to keep the numerous winged insects at bay. The rest of the Blood Gullet's crew either sought any cover they could find or crouched there, suffering the persistent drizzle. Vizca stared bleakly at the closest group.
I don't suppose you's dare to bring any victuals from the ship with you.
They avoided their captain's eyes and kept silent. Vizca spat in the muddy ditch bed.
Oh, no, I'm the one who has to think of that.
A voice from the huddled throng piped up swiftly.
But, Captain, you said there was plenty of victuals in that abbey.
Who said that?
Vizca asked the question, knowing that no beast was foolish enough to own up. The golden fox was no fool either. He knew the value of keeping a loyal crew about him. Thinking quickly, he explained their position as if confiding in his followers.
Right, I did say there was plenty of victuals in the abbey, but we ain't gonna get them charging into battle. Ha! What sort of idiot does that, eh?
There was immediate agreement all round. Redwall looked too solid and forbidding to be attacked head-on. Magga nodded eagerly.
So what's the plan, Captain?
Vizca's mind was racing as he spoke.
This is what you do. First, we need victuals today. Magga, take the crew back up this ditch until you're out of sight. Then, go into the forest and load up with victuals. Must be plenty growing in a forest. Birds, eggs and fishes too. Stay in the forest and make a big fire. Cook everything up. Make skilly and soup and roast stuff to feed all me mates. All me good crew. Well, buckos, how'll that do ye?
There was a mass murmur of agreement. Magga started to move off, then turned to Vizca.
What'll you be doing, Captain?
The golden fox tapped his muzzle with a paw.
Planning, Magga. Figuring a way so as we can get into that red wall and lay our claws on all that loot and all the victuals. Leave it to me. No beast can lay a plan like Vizca Longtooth, right?
Magga saluted with his spear.
Right you're, Captain.
Vizca called after the departing vermin.
Don't let our Magga scoff everything, mates. Save some for your owl, Captain. I'll join yous later.
They went off in a lighter mood, buoyed by their captain's words. When they had gone, Vizca sat alone under the canvas awning, pondering his dilemma. How to conquer an abbey, which was not only well defended, but contained a berserk badger who had sworn to kill him. It was not a prospect that he relished, but now that he had committed himself, he could not back down in front of his crew. He knew that if they lost confidence in him, he was little better than a dead beast. There was always some creature wanting to be captain. He'd already witnessed this with Grivel, Fearog and Durgy. A noise from behind on the path caused Vizca to creep out from his shelter and peer over the edge of the ditch. It was a party of moles who had ventured out to inspect the fallen waterfall. He could not understand their speech.
But him alive, but that bee's a girt lumping on him head. A right mole ill it bees.
Boy, old Benjo can serpently ewl a barrel stopper.
There were six moles. They lifted the waterfall between them and carried him inside the abbey. As the main gate of the outer wall slammed shut, Vizca mentally berated himself for a fool. He had missed the golden opportunity. The main gates had stood ajar for vital moments, and he had sent his entire crew off looking for food. They could have captured the moles and rushed the gates. A huge sigh of regret and frustration came from the golden fox. He laid his forehead against the muddy ditch side, cursing fate for robbing him of a great chance. Something tickled the tip of his nose. He drew back and inspected the object. It was a worm, boring its way out of the ditch-side wall. Callously, Vizca nipped it in two halves between his paw nails. He watched the worm writhing, then stamped on it. His long fangs showed as a sudden smile came across his features. He had a plan, a superbly simple scheme. His crew would dig their way into Redwall from the side wall of the ditch, a bit lower down, close to the big gate. It would be a foolproof idea.